This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. If you want to be a part of the program, Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Speaking of college, we had this debate yesterday. I'm looking at these NFL games, and Fox 2 better get their act together, or we're not going to be able to see Seattle and Dallas if
Why?
You have Charter.
Why? Explain that.
You have Sling TV.
Yeah, well, because of their Tribune is having a debate or an argument with Charter. So right now, if you have Charter TV, if you put on Fox put on Fox 2, you can't see it. You see
really?
A full screen saying, we're having a problem.
I missed my reruns in the heat of the night in Blue Bloods as well.
Let me ask something.
It's funny, I have Charter and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's because you don't watch Fox 2.
I don't listen to – I watch Channel 2 to watch Martin. That's it. I never watch Channel 2 except to watch sports.
Wait a minute. What are you doing watching –
No, he means like baseball or football.
Oh,
that
okay.
kind of sports.
Frank,
okay.
you watch the red zone anyway. That's the only way to watch the NFL.
You're right. So with that said, Seattle, Dallas, Philly, Chicago, Chargers, Baltimore, Indy at Houston.
Great games.
Are you with me that you find the NFL a lot more interesting than college in general? Or do you like college
100%.
Better? 100%.
100%
NFL?
100%.
It's the first time we agree on something.
100%.
Yeah.
Except when fantasy football is over, I find neither interesting.
Can you imagine?
But this weekend, there's not a boring game this weekend.
No, I get
look at the Seattle game.
I'm ready for the
Dallas.
AFC
Russell
NFC
Wilson, Dak Prescott. I can't wait
to
see that game.
Yeah.
And then,
how about the only game that's over 3 points, over 2.5, is Philly at Chicago.
I don't want to see that.
Well, I don't know. I want to see if Nick Foles keeps this thing going.
You think there could be a quarterback controversy if he wins this game?
Absolutely, there should be.
I was starting next year anyway.
Absolutely. I do too.
Anyway.
I got Chicago winning.
And then
that game.
The Chargers, Philip Rivers' legacy against Baltimore and this Lamar Jackson who can't lose.
Baltimore has the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
All these teams are playing good right now.
Baltimore is the sneakiest team in the playoffs.
The
right
two
now.
Hottest teams in the National Football League are Indianapolis at Houston.
Mm.
How does it get any better than that? And people want to say the college is better than this?
You know what? I don't want to see Houston lose in the first round, but I'm afraid it's going to happen.
You like Watson?
Oh, I love Watson.
He's on your staff.
I love Watson, and I love their quarterback or their wide receiver, man. He's amazing.
And this
he donated $29,000 to the little girl that was killed down in Texas.
Who did that?
Game check.
Hopkins.
Is there any debate right now, by the way, that he's not the best wide receiver on the planet Earth?
You put him in
Antonio, he doesn't drop a ball.
Antonio Brown's the best wide receiver.
Nah. Well, they're right there with
Antonio
each other.
Brown
but,
is the
Charlie,
best wide receiver.
If you're a general manager and you can have one guy for the next 5 years, factoring in everything, who do you take?
Antonio Brown.
No way. He would quit
old.
For.
He's
he'd
31.
Quit on you if he had a little.
Oh,
he won't quit. They say his. They say his work ethic is unmatched. Is incredible.
Yeah,
but
all he does is not show up at an MRI, not show up at practice, and have his agent call Mike Tomlin and say, "Hey, he can play. He can play." That was one of the most gutless acts in football.
You're right. And every former player is calling him out.
If you don't call him out for that, that's unbelievable.
He's the best wide receiver.
Every former player.
Hopkins is too because of his hands.
Hopkins. First of all, he gets triple teamed every game. He doesn't have J.J. Shoestring
Absolutely.
On the other side.
Juju. I know you're a little hesitant to say those words.
Yeah. Be careful now. Be careful. I'm sitting here.
J.J. You guys call him Juju. You don't know him. I know him. So
Andy, thanks for being anti-Semitic if we call him Juju.
He knows Penny Hardaway as well.
The funniest thing ever on the morning after was when somebody called up and said the Cat's favorite player was Juju. All right, I want to get your take on the Hall of Fame. Isaac Bruce is on the finalist list for the third time, and you're shaking your head?
I don't know if he's going to make it.
Really?
There's only one guy on that list that should make it, and he's been on that list for years.
Who?
Atwater.
Yeah. Okay. Had a great chance. Eight Pro Bowls.
A
1,000 tackles in 10 years.
I love Steve Atwater, and he won a Super Bowl, too.
But
give me the other list of the finalists.
Okay. Here it is. Let's see here. Tony Gonzalez.
Yep.
Champ Bailey is on this list.
First ballot? He had some great years.
But he wasn't shut down.
Not Dion.
Let me give you the big news. Okay. So here it is.
Howard, move over.
Tony Baselli, who played in a lot of Pro Bowls.
He was good.
He was good.
He was good. Good broadcaster, too.
Alan Faneca, Tom Flores, won two Super Bowls. Steve Hutchison, Edgerrin James, Ty Law.
How's Edgerrin James even on the list?
Yeah, he doesn't seem like Hall of Fame.
No, but
really good.
His best years were Hall of Fame worthy. He just doesn't have the entire.
Ty Law, John Lynch.
Package, but pretty damn good player.
Richard Seymour, Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, and Don Coryell.
Don Coryell.
So I'd like to see Coryell get in there ahead of like Tom Flores.
Mm. One of my.
I think he's got a great chance
top
this year.
Five
Don Coryell does.
Athletes in St. Louis sports history.
Who was that?
Isaac Bruce, one of the top five favorite. I mean, he's just.
Liked the way Dick Vermeil was afraid of him. Mm. Really, he was afraid of Isaac Bruce. Know that, Frank.
My so-called Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Yeah. Remember that? He was cool off the field, too.
Yeah, you didn't mess with
him. He was great.
Isaac didn't.
He was one of your top five of all time?
All time, man.
Wide receivers?
Patrick Berglund.
Mm. Who else?
Jackman.
Jake Allen. Jackman.
Saboka.
Drew Lock.
Who would be St. Louis your top five of all time?
Football players or athletes?
Athletes. Well, this is a good question.
Hmm.
I think I had Brett Hall on my list. For sure,
Brett Hall's
Hall
on my list, for sure.
I had to go with Marshall Faulk.
I'd go Kurt. You can go Marshall.
Okay, well, you guys paid him. I guess you would go with him.
Yeah, $125,000 to do two 1-minute hits
Smith.
A week.
Ozzie Smith.
I'm not bitter, am I?
Ozzie, yeah.
I was making 25.5.
Jackie Joyner. Jackie Joyner.
Ooh, boy.
You only get five now.
You know what?
I only had two. Can you count?
Will a white person be on your list?
Yeah.
Well, come on now. Does it have to be about race?
Well, can you name one white person?
Why do you always bring up race?
Ha!
Why do you always bring up race?
Can you imagine him saying that?
Oh, Roger Worley probably would be one of yours.
I never forgot that poster they put out, the greatest sports city in the world.
Yeah.
Oh. And they had all white people on it.
But wasn't that...
It looked like a Klan poster.
Mark McGuire wouldn't show up. Remember? He wouldn't.
Yeah, so they had Edmunds Pronger. Yeah.
No Marshall Faulk or Jackie Joyner.
And Warner.
None.
Okay, so let's go ahead.
That is good.
I mean, you're at
Drew. That poster?
You have a third?
Was Jim Edmunds on that poster?
Yes, he was. Yeah. That's because McGuire didn't. Oh, no, was it? Was it because Marshall didn't show? Kurt was on there because he was the MVP.
But Marshall didn't put on the poster.
No.
It was all white. It looked like vanilla wafers. Come on, you white people want to be on the poster? Go down there. We got
Marshall Faulk.
We got
them all.
All right, Brett, JJK, Kurt Warner, and
Ozzie.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I said Ozzie already.
Or Lou.
Mm-hmm. I already said Ozzie. Ozzie, Isaac Bruce, Brett Hall.
Of all time now? We go
What if we just did a Mount Rushmore?
Stan Musial.
Well, yeah. I mean, God, how could he keep them all?
I mean, that's my white guy.
Charlie's the only one. Charlie's the only one here that saw Stan Musial in his prime. That's the difference.
By the way, I did talk to Ken Tucci on Sunday at the Billiken game, and I asked him what the age, and he confirmed it.
No, he didn't know how old I am.
Yep.
72.
No, he didn't know how old I am. Kim's only 72.
I thought for sure you were. I mean, and I don't know how he was. See, I don't know how Kim Tucci
was my high school teacher.
Your high school teacher when you're older than he is. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I told him that you said that, and Kim got a chuckle out of that.
It's amazing.
He listens every Friday, by the way.
Probably
he thinks it's the best show on radio.
Let's get to the text messages.
Yeah, let's look at the. Don't be afraid.
But you want me to read all of them? I don't know if that's. We got a break.
Don't hurt my feelings.
We'll be right back with
I'm
Martin
a fish,
after this.
I don't have any feelings.